And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Russian forces have now showered Ukraine with more missiles and mounting-carrying drones, munition-carrying drones, Tuesday after widespread strikes killed at least 19 people in an air attack. That's according to UN Human Rights Office, describing a particularly shocking and amounting to potential war crimes. The leaders of the Group of Seven industrial powers condemned the bombardment and said that they will stand firmly with Ukraine for a big long as it lasts. And their pledge is to defend against Russians' warm-up, and the Western assistance would prolong the war and the pain of Ukraine's path. In a news conference, the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the U.S. has begun providing the Ukrainian air T defense systems and is edging closer to providing a more advanced system on top of all of that.
Hard to get them the first two of those NASAMs, and we think that we're on track to get those first two over there in the very near future. And I'm a little loath to give you a date on the calendar because I know that that work is going on. So we are certainly interested in expediting the delivery of NASAMs to Ukraine as soon as we can.
The White House said that during the phone conference with Zelensky on Tuesday, President Joe Biden pledged to consider providing Ukraine with support to succeed their need if needed. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says that there will be consequences by Saudi Arabia as its consequences administrates to re-evaluating the U.S. relationship with the kingdom. That's after the Riyadh-led OPEC alliance of oil-producing nations announced it would cut real production, and the cut is expected to help Russia pad its offers as it continues the nearly eight-month march. And Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Representative Ro Cannon of Cambridge, or I should say the U.S. state of California, have introduced legislation that would immediately pause all U.S. area sales to Ukraine. And again, the U.S. Announced an agreement that would send the maritime border dispute between Israel and Lebanon, as AP correspondent reports.
We're going to focus on making sure that that the Ukrainians can succeed on the battlefield, that they get the capability, the tools, the weapons they need to succeed on the battlefield, so that when it comes to negotiation,
President Joe Biden says Israel and Lebanon ending disagreements over their shared maritime border is a historic agreement that could reduce the risk of war, pave the way for natural gas production. Lebanon and Israel both claim some 330 square miles of the Mediterranean Sea. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the agreement is mutually beneficial.
That is,
and ultimately benefit the entire world with very significant new energy sources coming to market in the years ahead.
The agreement will be brought before Israel's caretaker government for approval this week ahead of the November 1st election, when the country goes to the polls for the fifth time in under 4 years. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. Space Agency has now announced an experiment conducted 2 weeks ago in which a spacecraft was crashed into an asteroid, and an attempt to alter its orbit was in fact a success. It provided up to date data that the Earth could avoid a future collision with similar space effort. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Thank you.